Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you with good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I have a surprise for you. I have a very special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels the Earth's magnetic master, Kryon. I'll be interviewing Lee Carroll regarding what messages Kryon has for us, what's ahead, what's just happened, and what we should anticipate in the way of Earth challenges. Kryon has always brought us some of the most positive and inspiring messages on the planet. Lee Carroll is coming to speak and channel in Seattle on January 17th and 18th. And I'm thrilled to be able to have him on my show today. And after that, I'll take just one or two callers and give you your prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to remind you that you can learn all about the upcoming cycles well ahead of time and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be alert to major timing tips and prepared for more important economic changes. And to order, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And also, I just want to mention that Dr. Pat is allowing me to sell a few sponsorships for my show, which allows me to stay on the air. And I have some smaller sponsorship packages available, which allow a sponsor to easily test out this method of promotion. So if you or someone you know has a product or service that could benefit from reaching the alternative market, please contact me at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So what is up in the heavens? Well, first of all, it's pretty hard not to notice all the flooding we're having here in Western Washington. And I just want to remind you that we're still in that major earthquake energy, as I call it, which can bring sudden, out of the blue and unexpected weather problems and other earth changes. So please, if you haven't already gotten yourself prepared for emergency situations by now, now would be a good time to do that. The next peak of Saturn opposite Uranus, which is the cycle that's responsible for this, is on February 5th. That's less than a month away. So we're headed toward more of these situations, not fewer, and let's all be prepared. Next, I want to mention that we're now in what I call blue communications and have been since December 26th. This is a period when we tend to make more mistakes than usual, especially if we're in a hurry and forget to double-check our work. But the last day of this cycle is tomorrow, January 10th. Now, that's because on Sunday, January 11th, we begin Mercury retrograde, or what I call red communications. Yes, the planet Mercury appears to move backwards from our position here on Earth, and it will do this from January 11th through the 31st. Now, when it does this, our communications, computers, electronic equipment in general, cars, and other forms of transportation start going through their hiccups. And this is when it appears that Murphy and his crew have shown up. Oh, my gosh. And we find a bunch of mistakes that need to be fixed. Now, primarily, those mistakes are ones that we've just made in the last few weeks, but there can be others that have been made earlier and need fixing, too. Now, do you know what this means? Well, first of all, it's not a good time to start a new project, because ideally, you should be catching up and fixing things, and to do that more easily. it's best if you will only fill your schedule to the 50% level or even less. That will allow you to easily fit into your schedule the crises that appear suddenly needing to be fixed. Otherwise, you'll be going bonkers rescheduling your schedule so that you can deal with the unexpected problems which will take priority. Secondly, please don't attempt to introduce new products or services during this period of January 11th through the 31st. That's because during Mercury retrograde, no one has time to look at their mail or even their emails. They're too busy going bonkers trying to fix those mistakes and get caught up to notice anything else. When I was in the corporate world, every time we introduced new products during Mercury retrograde, we got only 40% of our forecasted sales, and we were a very sophisticated company in terms of marketing and knew what we should have been getting. So it's no surprise to those who work in harmony with the universe that this is no time to be introducing your products. Now, to prepare for this, be sure you do a full system backup on your computer immediately. That means before January 11th, which is Sunday. And that way, in case anything goes wrong with your computer, which it certainly can, you'll be able to get back up and running quickly and easily. Also, if your car is making any funny noises, be sure you get it looked at right away so it won't break during the Mercury retrograde. And remember, Mercury retrograde is known for delays, so give yourself extra time to get places, anticipate delays, double-check all the details in your communications, and you will be just fine. Next, I want to mention a longer-term cycle that began on Monday, January 5th, and it will last until next January 17th, 2010. This is the planet Jupiter in the sign of Aquarius. It has just started, and it's a great relief to us astrologers. Since last year, Jupiter was in its most conservative sign, meaning that growth was either very slow or non-existent or negative. So now, we should start to see some growth in certain industries, including broadcasting, airlines, utilities, technology, internet companies, even metaphysical and alternative companies, science companies, anything like that. All those types of companies should see some growth during 2009. And as for the rest of us, we have a better chance of getting some growth, too, now that Jupiter is out of its worst sign. Next, I want to mention our full moon tomorrow on January 10th. What's coming to light at the full moon on January 10th are some necessary changes that must be made. However, there are relatively easy ways to make these changes if you'll just look for them. If you get caught up in old ways of doing things, this will be a major entrenched crisis. So be flexible. Get some exercise so your mind can think of new solutions. Money or love issues may feel like they're hard to solve, but even those have help from someone very highly regarded. So look around and ask the universe to send you some help for whatever challenges may appear in your arena. Also, I want to give you a quick economic heads up. We're now in a deflationary period through February 5th, and we have been since October. And this is due to Saturn quincunx Neptune. So prices are down right now, but they're likely to go up very soon by late March through the end of December. So inflation and higher interest rates are on the way, but they won't arrive for a few months. So now is the time to stock up on any supplies you use regularly, watch for sales, and anything you want to save money on later. It's a good time to buy extra heating oil, too, since oil will go up in price beginning at the end of March through the rest of the year. Now, I want to mention a few things about Obama and his inauguration next. At noon on January 20th, 2009, Barack Obama will be inaugurated as the 44th President of the United States. Now, if you look at the good timing guide for that time and date in the Eastern time zone, you'll see that there's a timeout occurring at that time. Now, this is never considered to be a good sign, since nothing comes of it whenever you initiate something important during a timeout. For this reason, there's actually a lot of talk by astrologers that Obama could possibly die in office or not be able to govern the country effectively. However, I want to point out that in this particular case, the moon is making an aspect to one of the angles in the chart for Washington, D.C., so it's actually not a timeout between noon and 12:15 on January 20th for Washington, D.C. This is something that the guide and other astrology calendars cannot accommodate, as you must have a specific location to determine this. But so I want to put the kibosh on any ideas that he will be killed in office. In fact, this chart shows him to be exceptionally well protected. And in addition, he shows up as having an unusual but very highly regarded presidency. He has ways to work around even his toughest challenges. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And just click on the link under What's New. Now, I know that we're coming up to a break, and I have a question for you. How can higher consciousness change what's happening on our planet? After I come back from this short break, I'll be interviewing Lee Carroll, who channels the Earth's magnetic master, Kryon. We'll find out what he says when we get back. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Four nights, four extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get four events for the price of three. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Are you going through a divorce or are you single again? A 24/7 resource center called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm interviewing Lee Carroll, who channels the Earth's magnetic master, Kryon. He's the author of 11 Kryon books and co-author of 3 books about the Indigo Children, including his latest book, The Indigo Children, 10 Years Later, for a total of 14 books. His books have been printed in a very impressive number of 24 different languages. Lee Carroll has spoken and channeled Kryon to the United Nations in New York 6 times. He now attracts audiences of thousands around the world. He's traveled an amazing path from his beginnings with a degree in business and economics and in his own company as a sound engineer. He now speaks to worldwide audiences of thousands, and he'll be speaking in Seattle on January 17th and 18th. Lee, welcome to the show. I'm so happy you could be here to join us before your visit next weekend.
Thanks, Madeline. I appreciate you moving things around so I can be with you.
Oh, I am so happy to be able to do this. First thing I would like to ask you is, how did you ever get started on the path of channeling Kryon? Because channeling wasn't well known back when you started this. So what kind of help did you have to help you with this?
Yeah, that's 20 years ago, and you're right. And you're so right, because back then, it was scary. I didn't want anything to do with it. You've heard the story before of being, you know, like the reluctant channelers. Oh, this was really true. And I'm not going to give you the long story because there's other things we want to talk about. Let's just say that when it started happening, I rejected it, and it took me 4 years, literally, to be comfortable with it and learn what it was. And the proof in the pudding from an engineer was what happened to me in my heart, and what happened to me when the actual channelings began. That is to say, nobody can fake what I was feeling. Nobody could fake that I was getting information that I didn't know. So these things together finally had to be reconciled, and they couldn't be reconciled with logic. They ended up being reconciled with my heart. And I think a lot of people will understand that. When you feel it emotionally, you know truth when it finally hits you, and it doesn't matter what anybody says to prove otherwise.
That is such an incredible story. I love hearing that. That is amazing. So here we are in 2009 now, and we're in the midst of some fairly major changes. And I know that Kryon has been talking about these changes for years, but he's also talked a lot about the fact that the Armageddon timeline is gone and will never come around, and a lot about the fact that the catastrophic predictions, which are out there in many different forms, will not occur due to the changes in people's consciousness. And just a side note to all my listeners, a congratulations for that. And recently in Kryon's channel, which is up on your website now, The Incredible Human, he talked about how we made our first interdimensional changes in October. But for the first time, we made these without catastrophes. Now, this was new and different, and it even surprised Kryon. So does Kryon foresee more changes occurring without catastrophes, and why is this now possible?
I want to go back. It's a four-pronged question. I want to go back to the first part, and if that's all right. And
we, yes, please.
Because I really want to get the listeners alerted to something. In fact, I'm even preparing a blog today because it, I wouldn't say it infuriates me, but it disappoints me. And that is this, is that we now have Armageddon Week. Let's all cheer, because that's the History Channel's big marketing thing. And if you haven't seen it on cable or satellite, you ought to tune in and see what they're doing to us. This is no different than the End of the World Week or whatever we had at the Millennium Shift. In fact, they're using the same quatrains of Nostradamus reinterpreted. We had some of them talking about the temperature of the fire of the sun on the planet, and that was supposed to be nuclear war. That didn't happen, by the way. Instead, we had a full fall of the Soviet Union, which, by the way, had no Nostradamus quatrains at all. Isn't that odd? Something so huge. We also had 9/11 without any... as long as we turned a corner, went into another reality, and Nostradamus was left in the dirt. But we have to endure Armageddon Week. That's going to be a whole series of these slick-produced Nostradamus-type, and by the way, he's the subject of at least one of them, productions in HD quality, even with some of my friends being interviewed, such as Greg Braden and John Peterson, who are also who are accurately talking about a shift coming. They don't talk about the end of the world coming, but the documentaries do.
Right.
Nostradamus is not all that he's cracked up to be, and I want to, you know, just let people know that there's a whole lot of stuff in the cracks here that they're not talking about. This quatrain about the Earth, the fire of the sun on the ground, now is being reinterpreted as global warming. So you understand how they're just shifting
right.
their focus so they can sell a whole lot of Viagra and cars. I mean,
well, and it's interesting to me that Cryon has identified for years that these major predictions of catastrophe would not occur because.
That's right.
Of this major shift in consciousness,
we're going to have some stuff, and we already had some stuff. But you're an astrologer, so let me just honor the. You know, there's grains of incredible truth interspersed into these documentaries that make people go, well, yeah, and that is the grand alignment that is going to happen on December 21st, 2012. That's been with us at the end of a 26,000 year cycle, and I'm telling you, the ancients saw it. Greg Braden is a special on this. He was talking about all the cultures that saw it and how important astrology was, the oldest science on the planet. Even the Egyptians aligned their pyramids to the stars. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just everybody seemed to know about it. Today, of course, in modern society, it's a cult. You know, so,
it's the most hidden thing you could ever imagine.
That's right. And so, you know, and I'll tell you, in a few hundred years, we'll look back and say we were stupid, and you know, how could we do that, and all of the things that will occur. But meanwhile, it is a big deal, and it is going to happen. Of course, it's going to happen. It's in the stars. It's the way the Earth moves. It's the way the solar system arrives. We're going to have a grand alignment. What happened was, of course, that this grand alignment now has been then linked to not Mayan information, but Nostradamus information. Mayan, I was in the observatories in Xochicalco in Mexico, about 24 kilometers from Cuernavaca, where they did this this work. I talked to scholars who had worked in the very observatories where they did. I had the glyphs interpreted on the temple walls, and the Mayans were not talking about doom and gloom. They were talking about a cyclical energy vibrational shift on the planet, one of the biggest ones we're ever going to have. It's an uplifting message that they gave, and they stopped their calendar at the grand alignment. That's what happened. Now we're seeing the spin, and that's what it is. It's just spin.
Uh-huh.
Will we have shift? Yes. Might it involve some things we don't expect? Yes. We're already seeing it right now.
Well, and what about the possibility that it could easily be that the Earth is going to shift into another dimension?
All of those things. And if it did, people, don't worry about it. You wouldn't be aware of it. It did in 87.
Right.
That's the harmonic convergence. And people, nothing happened then to anybody. They'll say, well, I didn't get dimensional. Well, you did. And you don't know.
Just haven't noticed it.
It's relative. Can I tell you how interdimensional we got? We just elected a black man for president.
Exactly.
And you know, 20 years ago, they would have laughed silly at me. They would have said the powers that be would never have allowed such a thing. It's never going to happen in your lifetime, Lee, ever.
That's true.
And you know I'm right. I mean, anybody who's been around long enough knows. And we did it collectively. We did it accurately. We did it legally. And everybody got to see it. The whole world got to see it.
And it was such an enormous shift in the energy when it happened.
It's an amazing shift. There's so many things to look at that are not being reported because they're not, you know, they don't sell soap. Now,
yes, as they say, yes.
The second part of the question you ask is, I don't know how many listeners here who are very metaphysical and perhaps they tuned in to what didn't happen in October. If we had all kinds of predictions in October, we had even the what they call the bots going off. That's the Princeton University experiment. That has been known, the consciousness experiment, for years, where actually science gets to see some of the consciousness change happening before it does. Every sign was we were going to have a catastrophe in October 13th, 14th.
Right.
And we even had, metaphysically, we had we were going to have a grand landing, a galactic landing. All of these signs were going up. Nothing happened.
Right.
Absolutely nothing happened. And you got to say, well, why? And I say to you that we did shift dimensionally and that the old residue is still here. We got through a major shift without catastrophe, and that's That's one of the first times that has happened. We're off the paradigm. The futurists call it a wild card. That is to say that the prophecies are there, they're laying there, and yes, there were prophecies of doom and gloom and everything else. If you follow this reasoning, I'll let you move on to the next question. I know I talk fast. The reasoning is this. No one prophesied that the Soviet Union would fall over, and it did. It was supposed to be a major player in the Armageddon.
Yeah.
Number two, and no one prophesied that 9/11, which of course has got us into other, I would say, situations and awarenesses that we never had before.
Yes.
Now, we did not have a nuclear strike. We did not have a world war. If we had, by the time 2012 came around, we would already be in famine.
Yes, that's true.
So
yes.
Then now those quatrains start to make sense based upon a world that went through a nuclear war. We didn't. That's a wild card. And the other wild card is who we just elected.
Well, the situation that he described in that channeling of the incredible human being that really, for the first time, we created a change without catastrophe.
Right.
That is what really excited me a great deal.
Many people will now ask this question, and I can hear them asking it. Why would we need catastrophe for shift? And the answer is this is an old paradigm that creates compassion worldwide. Whether we had the tsunami and all this, and then the compassion is an energy that the Earth needs, and it goes right into the grid and it changes and shifts.
Okay, I can hear that we are coming up on a break.
Okay.
So now, do you know what the Earth's magnetic master cryon sees ahead for Obama and the Earth? When we come back, my special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels cryon, will enlighten us. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Is the new high-quality liquid nutritional drink that was scientifically formulated with the sacred superfruit called amalaki and six other herbs rich in antioxidants and vitamin C. An ancient Sanskrit word, Shri, spelled Z-R-I-I, means light, luster, prosperity, and heavenly vitality, and is endorsed by the Chopra Center for Well-Being. After months of intense development and testing, a world-class team of physicians and nutrition scholars developed what they believe to be a product unlike any other the world has seen. Nutritionist Renee Marie wants to introduce Shri's powerful nutritional drink to you today. For more information, call 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshri.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
You like to recession-proof yourself in 2009. Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to Heart-Planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-Planet.com.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm interviewing Lee Carroll, who channels the Magnetic Master Kryon. He's the author of 11 Kryon books and the co-author of 3 books about the Indigo Children, including his latest book, The Indigo Children, 10 Years Later. He's also spoken to the United Nations in New York 6 times, and he travels worldwide to speak to audiences of thousands. Welcome back, Lee.
I'm here.
I'm so glad that we could have this conversation. Now, in our last segment, we talked about how Kryon sees the changes ahead being less traumatic than many others do due to the shift in consciousness that's occurred. Now that Obama has been elected, and from my perspective, it was our shift in consciousness that actually elected Obama. But now that he's been elected, has Kryon said anything about Obama's future leadership? Can he make real changes?
He's mentioned a couple of things, and I'll tell you what. You know, first of all, Kryon makes it very, very, very clear that human beings elect officials. Spirit doesn't.
Very good.
So this is not like an ordained thing. I would like to get above politics if it's even possible. And even talking to the listeners who may not have voted for him, we have something that nobody expected, and that is we put a man of color in the White House. This is the consciousness shift, and it was legal and it was fair and we did it right. And that tells a lot about, as I say, what's going on. If he wasn't your guy, and if he wasn't, you have to admit that there's a tremendous amount of hope. The hope actually creates energy. It's going to create an energy that is going to help us through the economic crisis and all of these things. So it is, energy-wise, it's really a spectacular change. And you're going to see this, too, when the inauguration happens. There's going to be more people there than ever been before. We had a bigger turnout, as was predicted, than we ever had before. And this is because, as I say, there has been a consciousness shift even to get this man elected. Now, here's what you don't know, unless you've been reading a lot of things, and that is that we work with Nancy Tappy, who is the gal who first saw the Indigo Children. And not to go into, spend a lot of time, she has synesthesia, which is a brain dysfunction where she actually sees colors instead of tasting triangles or peas. You can look it up. It's called synesthesia, and it's given her a gift. Almost a savant. And this woman has identified the color of indigo, not through a psychic thing, not through an aura, but through her abilities. 4 years ago, when Obama took the stage at the Democratic Convention, she saw him and labeled him as indigo.
Suddenly,
we now have... and indigos have been coming in for 60 years. We've said that in the books, but not in mass like they have for the last 10. So here we have an early indigo. Now take a look, just very briefly, at what happened during the campaign. Here was a man. One of the attributes of the indigos is that they feel they've been there and done that, and they speak with confidence as though they have. One of the interesting things about Obama's campaign was that the opposition ran on the idea that Obama has had no experience, only as a community leader, and Obama comes forward and acts like he's had all experience. This is an indigo trait. It's a trust me, don't you know, I've been there and done that, I can see through it.
Right.
And this is
interesting you bring that up, Lee, because I had another author on my show who opened the Akashic Records and for the United States, and she told me that Obama had been Lincoln in a past life.
We've heard this as well. And this is the other thing that Kryon said. He gave two... advises to Obama if he ever read it, and it's published. And one was watch your back. So here we are with that advice, and that's not just right now; it's for the duration.
Right.
And the other one was don't trust your advisors.
Really?
And I don't think he will. In other words, I think that he is a very eclectic guy, and some of his decisions are already showing he's willing to listen to the other side. He's making some decisions which don't necessarily appease the ones that that voted for him.
Well, and interesting that basically Kryon is telling him to trust himself more than his advisors, right?
That's right. In other words, trust the innate.
Right.
Which is going to give you a better idea of what to do than any old energy advisors you can pull out of the woodwork.
Exactly, because we haven't been through this situation before.
We really haven't, not like it is now. That's another question.
Yes, and actually, I think we should talk about that question.
Okay.
So tell us, what is it that you and Kryon have basically thought about the situation that we're in now?
I want to tell you, it's not new. It was coming. Kryon talked about it in Book 10. That was 3 years ago. And let me give you a quote 11 months ago now, December. Actually, it'd be 12 months ago.
Uh-huh, yeah.
In California, at December 2nd is when he gave this in Laguna Hills. I'm just reading this little paragraph. It says that there's a possibility, a potential that looms very, very strong, that one of your financial institutions with the most money on the entire continent is going to fail. It's called insurance.
Mm.
There it is. 3 years ago, he said this: if I had told you the largest businesses in your great land of yours would fall over and expire due to integrity issues, would you have believed me? Well, look out the window and read your news. It's going pruning. So there it is, in black and white, and for everybody to see and hear. This has been on the horizon. It's about greed. It's about pruning. It's about cleaning up our act. And I want to make a statement, and you're going to get all kinds of letters and everything else, because people want to believe in what they want to believe in. The Illuminati, if it still exists, is extremely weak. It let go of our economy and our stock market long ago. Whereas they were once in control of everything, they are not now. And when they released it, we just went bonkers. I mean, that's where the greed came in. That's where all the laws got, looked at or not enforced. That's where we did all kinds of things we're now paying for.
Why did they give it up? Why did they give up control?
Because the energy shifted. Kryon talked about this. He says, in this new energy, where everybody knows everything, there can be no conspiracies.
Have
you noticed how easily things leak?
Right.
There doesn't seem to be any secrets at all.
Yes, that's true.
Nobody can keep a secret.
There's lots of information out there about the Illuminati and, it's just everywhere.
It truly is not what it used to be. It doesn't have its hands in the places. If you want to know where it went, I'll tell you that too, because it's still there and it still will function. But it took its hands off of our nation a long time ago because we have the internet. They're right now. They're working in continents that are just developing.
Oh, okay.
So they will have control from the get go. And I don't know how successful they'll be there, but I mean, if you want proof that they're not here anymore, look at the stock market. It's freewheeling.
Mm-hmm.
It never did that. When I was a kid.
And from an astrological point of view, yeah. We've never been through these type of changes before. We haven't had Pluto in Capricorn since 1762 to 1778.
Wow.
We were just forming the country at that time.
So when you're right. It's exactly what we were doing. So here we are with something new. But you know what's really new is that we are reacting to a financial issue. We're acting to a consciousness issue.
Yes.
It was greed. We let it happen. People turned their backs. We knew it was there. Some of our best economists warned us about it. Kryon saw it coming, and here it is. So it can't be a surprise to anybody that we are actually pruning. We're cleaning up our act. Now, Kryon is channeling, says, remember what pruning is like. You cut down the tree, it looks awful, and you think it's dead.
That's right.
And then it grows back. Bigger
and then
better
it grows
than
back,
it ever
yeah.
did before. So we have some opportunities here to really make it work better than it ever worked before with some responsibility. And that would be credit responsibility. That would be loaning responsibility. All of these things that we depend on. We clean up the act, and then it works. I mean, that can't be a surprise. It's like fixing an engine, you know?
Yes, exactly. And I still believe that, certainly we do need to have a lot more credibility and responsibility in terms of how we handle credit debt. But I also believe that part of the change that we're going through is also to ensure that the Earth survives and ourselves, so that we're not toxifying ourselves and the Earth on a constant basis.
I think we're on the right track. I think we know that One of the things America has is, regardless of what our money is like and regardless of what our exchange rate is going to be, I want to tell somebody, the listeners who've never been anywhere and have just been nose down working all their lives. We've got a lot of them around here, a lot of them listening. When you go to other places on this earth, they're playing American music. They may say they hate us, but they're playing American music. They're even doing it in Iran. I mean, we have such a footprint, an imprint on our creativeness, our spirit, on the things. You know, if you take a look at, no computer is working today without a system that was made here.
Wow. That's amazing when you think about it.
And you know, we started the whole automobile industry, and we're paying the price now for not, you know, paying attention to what we're doing. But everything came from here. Now, that's not ending. We have so much of that, and we're going to continue to give and give to the world, whether it's to grow their food or whatever. So that's not going away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we're definitely on track, I think, to see what we have to do in order to make changes that will create a sustainable economy.
Yes, and that's what we're doing, aren't we?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And you
yes.
and I both know it's not going to happen overnight. We're going to see some, what I will call some false recovery.
Okay.
False recovery is a self-made recovery at great expense, and that's to help people keep their jobs, and that's to keep us afloat until we really solve the big issues, and that's going to take longer.
Yeah, that so will take longer.
It's
yes,
really
exactly.
A two-pronged thing. Cryan talks about it. He says there'll be a two coming outs.
Okay.
One will be fairly quick, and the other one won't.
Okay, and that kind of makes sense astrologically, too.
Yeah, good.
Supported, definitely. Now, I want to ask you one other question before we run out of time here. I recall that Cryon mentioned in his current events channeling from June of last year that we were headed into a mini ice age.
We are. And this is what global warming is all about.
It's right.
We're warming up to cool down. And if you look out the window and you're listening to me this in a northern city, I tell you, how do you like global warming?
It's cold, well, we have 30 inches of snow in my place,
that's right.
And we normally get rain, so it's been quite a challenge.
Crashes, don't worry about it. We had it. It was in the 1400s, but we had it in the 1400s, and we'll survive it.
I'm sure. Does he give any information about how long this mini ice age will last and if we're actually in it right now?
He says we're beginning it. That's what the warming is about. He also says if you want to look at the cycle, just go back to the 1400s and look.
Because he's just saying, look at that cycle, and it'll be like that.
Very few. I haven't talked to some geologists that I talked to, but the ones who don't want to go on the TV and everything else, like, and just keep to themselves, are kind of crossing their eyes when it comes to what's been said about global warming. We have it, obviously, but it's not what they think. We're not heating up as much as we're cooling down.
Right. Well, that is the impact of global warming, is to cool things down.
And there, you know, yes, the water will rise for all the reasons it goes through. The water cycle is known, and we're in one.
And does Cryon say that the water will rise and that we'll have other Earth changes?
Sure.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's and so do geologists.
Okay. All right. Well, now I am hearing that we are just about out of time, and I want to give listeners a phone number and a way to contact people for registering for the Seattle event on January 17th and 18th. The phone number is 360-413-7186. That's 360-413-7186, and you can find out more about his event at Cryon, K-R-Y-O-N, KRYON.com/schedule, and look for the Seattle event. That's cryon.com/schedule. And after this short break, I'll be taking just one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
MBSConnect.com, Mind Body Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posadas Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posadas is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Now, right now, I'm going to take just one caller, and so we have all the callers that we can take for today. But before I take your calls, I want to give out that contact information again for Lee Carroll's Seattle event. If you're interested in hearing Lee speak and channel Kryon, he'll be in Seattle on January 17th and 18th. And to learn more, you can go to kryon.com. That's kry.com/schedule. And just look for the Seattle event. And to register, you can call this number. Are you ready to write? 360-413-7186. That number again is 360-413-7186. Or you can email kryonseattle@kryon.com. That's K-R-Y-O-N, Seattle, at Kryon.com. And also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. And get your new year started off right. Benny, do we have a caller?
We do, and I also would like to say Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you.
Because, you know, we haven't spoken in a little bit, so...
I know.
I missed you so much, actually.
So glad to be back.
It's good to have you. All right, well, we've got Josh calling in from Tacoma, Washington. He wants to see if he sees any more money anytime soon, don't we all, right? His birth date is March 9th of 78 at 11:09 p.m. in good old Tacoma as well. So, Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. Hello.
Now, I'm just looking here at your chart, and the first thing I want to mention to you is that you're in a major time of changes. Are you in the process of making some changes?
Yes, but yeah, I say they're more on a spiritual level.
Oh, okay. Have you made any changes to your home life?
Last year, about a year ago.
That's perfect. Okay, now for money, you've been going through a cycle that's kind of a long-term cycle where you went through kind of a breakdown phase, and now you're in a rebuilding phase for money.
That's right.
And let's see, I was just looking to see what's happening here with, you will later this year get a fairly good opportunity for income. And let me see if I can tell you kind of quickly. Oh, and looks like you have at least two really good major opportunities that will come up for money later this year. And I'm just looking to see how long it will take for those to kind of show up.
Yeah, that's my question. Yeah.
Roughly around April and probably May and June. So April through June, you should start seeing opportunities, and they are going to be significant. So there's a high growth opportunity for you this year, and you that should help you with your money.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, did you see anything else that like warnings or good or bad to throw in there?
Well, let's see. You know, you're still probably finishing up some changes that are really there to liberate you, to be more of who you really are. And
right.
It sounds like you made some progress towards that last year, and you might be making a little more of that right now. And, so you're probably at this point maybe... You might encounter an earthquake or two that are to finish things up in that direction. You know, so if there's any changes that you've needed to make and you haven't made, I would encourage you to make them rather than letting the universe make them for you.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm making my changes deliberate.
Very good. Very good. And keep up that great work, okay?
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay. You take care, and thank you for calling in.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. The most important job you have each and every day is to find ways to be in joy. So start the year off right by choosing to follow your energy and doing the things that you most want to do. No matter what your head may say, more money will flow to you easily by you spending more time in joy. So be open to the many ways you can receive money. And remember, you don't have to earn it all. When you're in joy, you'll be attracting more money and abundance to you in lots of ways. Plus, you'll be sending joy out to the entire universe. If you want to live a more abundant and joyful life, make a resolution for this year to spend time in joy daily. Now, I'll be back next Friday on January 16th to take your calls and to talk to you about handling personal earthquakes. Yes, I was going to tell you about that today, and it didn't work out, but we got a great show instead for you, and I hope you enjoyed it. We are certainly in the season of personal earthquakes, and many people are experiencing them. So next Friday, I'll give you some tips for surviving and thriving with them. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get your 2009 Good Timing Guides and newsletters by going to our Polaris store. Get them while we still have them so you can work in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.